find this out. See how I like it. Last episode, we were talking about contaminated water and what you should do once you find out that your water is contaminated. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Reason why I'm even in this situation. My mom, Pastor Smith, died a good 5 years ago. Okay, she died at the age of 86 years of age. And I was her caregiver. And I was her only child. My mother was born with a birth defect. Handicap, where she was born without no hands, and she would be able to do everything that you and I was able to do with 10 fingers. She only had one finger on one hand, two fingers put together with another hand, but she did everything. Okay, she went a co-op, and scumbag landlord sold her a co-op with no oven that worked, an old refrigerator that was breaking down. So let's say she wanted to bake a cake, she couldn't do that. It was only a one bedroom, and the landlord charged her a reasonable rent, but still, I mean, come on, you don't have a... over to me.
Landlord broke into the apartment, had his people break into the apartment, steal the paperwork. My apartment's been broken into so many times, it's not even funny. And you might say, well, my family was called cops. Well, we had a corner.
Man worked for the building.
Never went to the inside job. And it's not just me, there's other people here. This building had a lot of elderly people. No one was to get involved. I was telling people, you know, the water's contaminated. And you should do something.
A lot of people do some ugly things.
And brother, to Anchor, for giving me the opportunity to do this podcast. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Maureen Rush from Children of the Light Ministries. She's got a food pantry in Brooklyn, Canarsie, and this is located at 1171 East 95th Street in Flatlands and Avenue J. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, they give out food. But you have to call in advance to make an appointment. And with that being said, getting back to this, what do you do when people are afraid to stand up for their rights, to stand up for what they know they deserve to have? You deserve to have clean water, but yet your scumbag, low-life landlord. And maybe you said, hey, Ron, maybe he didn't know that it was like that, you know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but let's face it. If you're going to buy property, if you're going to buy a building, you should be checking out everything. You should be going through repairing the pipes and the plumbing in your building. This guy, you want to know what this guy does? He goes and he fixes up the lobby, the front entrance of the building, as opposed to fixing the pipes. I have leaks in my kitchen, I have leaks in my bathroom, leaks coming down on me on when I sit on the toilet. I had to take my landlord to court just to get the repairs to the bathroom done. Now, mind you, he was supposed to repair the kitchen. I had vandalism done to my front door, door frame. You know how they jimmy the lock type of thing. And I stopped giving them rent. I really did. I really stopped giving them rent. And I said the repairs wasn't being done. And it wasn't until May of 2018, did he actually do some work. And he was supposed to finish. He was given enough time to June. But instead of finishing all the repairs, he foreclosed on the property. Mind you, I sent him his money. Well, you go to HRA, you get something called a one-shot. The one-shot is an application that the landlord has to fill out saying that everything that is owed to him. This man, check out what he does. He goes and he charges me his lawyer's fees. The lawyer, mind you, the lawyer is trying to put me out the building, but I have to pay him his fees because that's what he wants to try to do, right? And I know it's kind of stupid. HRA doesn't pay landlord's fees, lawyer's fees. They don't do that. But this guy was piling up all kinds of crazy fees. And he wants to get away with it and stuff. But that's the craziness. This guy was a scumbag pushing people out, not giving heat and hot water in the wintertime. You say, well, Ron, didn't you call 311? 311, you could call them 10, 20 times. They don't really do anything. Anyway. But look, let me take a break right now. Thank you guys for listening. Comment. Give me some feedback. What do you think I should do? Thank you.